Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Friday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And Greg, my.
I don't want to stop this.
this has just been so marvelous.
Thank you.
And I like what you said just before we turned the camera on, that today is a healing day.
It's healing day.
Let's go. Oh, glory to God.
I sense it.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, and I remember what Gloria said. Every healing school. And Jesus healed them all, the Scripture said. And Jesus is the healer.
Yes, sir.
I just hear her saying that.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I got the bumps on. I tell you, that girl could preach healing. Glory to God.
Amen. Anointed for it.
Yes, sir.
Set apart for
yes,
it.
Yes, sir.
Let me show you something, John chapter 5.
Wonderful. Let's go there.
How did Jesus came into the world with a usurper on the throne. Herod, occupied Israel, the Roman government, corruption in the church, high priest is not supposed to be the person who's the high priest. How did he function with the iniquity so full that it's going to kill him? The iniquity so full they had killed his cousin John.
Yes.
How did he minister to people and not get corrupted himself? I'll show you right here.
Good.
John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. No matter where you are in Israel, you're always going
up to Jerusalem.
Now, there was in Jerusalem by the sheep market, that's important, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind and halt and withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. Whoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, interesting phraseology, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said to him, "Will you be made whole?" And the impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled, put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day, it was the Sabbath. Now, everything Jesus did in Scripture is fulfillment of something that happened in the First Testament. He said, "I didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it." This is why everybody's coming to Jerusalem for the feast day, but he went to a pool. He's fulfilling something that happened before. Interesting that he's been there 38 years. It's when you look at the time of the wilderness wanderings and all the other stuff, oh, guess what? That's about the same time length as you're beginning to see. So he has nobody to help him into this water. So he's establishing this new covenant that we live in. You've lived your entire life in it. And everything that had been prophesied in the First Testament, he fulfills to the day, to the letter. Okay. There are two healings in Jerusalem that will happen at pools.
Mm-hmm.
One will be at this pool, the other will be at the pool of Siloam.
Yeah.
And he'll do two different things in the two different pools. He doesn't do it the same way. And I thought, well, the Holy Spirit never does things the same way. That was my reasoning. And the Lord asked me again. He goes, "Greg, why didn't I do it the same way?" I said, "Well, you don't ever do things the same way. We can't put you in a box." And he says, "Quit preaching sound bites at me and answer me, why didn't I do it in the same way?" And I said, "Lord, I don't know why you didn't do it in the same way. Reveal yourself to me. Show me." He began to show me some things. The Pool of Bethesda. Bethesda means house of mercy. The root word of this pool is chesed.
I did not know that.
The root word of this pool.
Come
is
on.
The pool or the house of chesed is where this man is laying. So now they've discovered this pool. They discovered a little bit later. Well, let me show you something. In 2 Kings, let's establish the pool. 2 Kings from the First Testament. Let me find 2 Kings.
2 Kings. Right after 1 Kings.
Yes, sir. Thank you. 2 Kings 18 and verse 17. And the king of Assyria sent Tartan and all these other guys that went with him, and a great host against Jerusalem, and they went up and came to Jerusalem. And they were come up. They stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the highway of the Fuller's Field. The upper pool, the Bethesda, when they found it archaeology-wise, there's an upper pool and a lower pool and the colonnades around it, the five porches. So there's two pools, the first pool and the second pool. So that points us to Hezekiah. It was probably built by Hezekiah. You can find the same pool now mentioned in Isaiah, just so that I can show you why Jesus is here. In Isaiah 36, I apologize, I should have had these.
No problem.
Had these ready. Isaiah 36, verse number 2. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeah, this guy in Lachish, to Jerusalem unto King Hezekiah with a great army, and he stood in the conduit of the upper pool. There it is again. The upper pool is the pool of Bethesda. So there's two pools, an upper pool and a lower pool. The original, now this will make you shout, you ready? The upper pool is called the sheep pool. Didn't we just read it?
By the sheep gate.
By the sheep gate.
Yeah.
Brother Copeland, it's where they brought the sheep in to be sacrificed for the sins.
Praise God.
On a festival. It's where you would wash, cleanse the sheep in the upper pool before you brought them in. Well, the Lamb of God came to the sheep pool. Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. They're bringing all of these sheep in into this upper pool to take them right into the temple. If you look at a map of Jerusalem, you'll find out that this pool of Bethesda is right outside the wall of the temple, where the temple's set. So it makes sense that they come in the sheep gate and go right into the sheep pool. Pool of Bethesda, the house of mercy. That sheep is my mercy offering for the mercy of God for the remission of my sins. And they're bringing him in there. Well, the Lamb of God came in with him and sees this man laying there. So when he walks in, it's interesting what he did not do compared to Siloam. So when the Lord asked me, why didn't I do it the same way? I started comparing what he did. In Jesus' time, when I did the study on it, I found out that this pool was much different. King Herod had added on to the pool. King Herod built everything around there. I mean, just added on to it. But he was not Jewish in his faith. He did everything for the pleasure of Rome. He built Caesarea Philippi, where Jesus will say the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He built a big old temple to Pan there. Well, so he builds a Greek temple at this pool. So the Jews of Jesus' day, if you go read the history, the Jews of Jesus' day didn't like Jews to be at that pool because now it had been turned into iniquity. And when they did the archaeology, they found a lot of the symbol of medicine, the serpent on a pole there. The pool had been dedicated to Asclepius, who was the Greek god of healing. So a lot of the Greeks and the secular people that are in Jerusalem are going to this pool because it gets troubled. But God in his mercy still troubles the water for people that are there. But the rabbis had problems with anybody that got healed at that place because they don't want to give any credit to this pagan deity who's been set up in a holy place. So Jesus goes there and he gives all the instructions to the guy. He says, I have no man to put me in the water when the water is troubled, to put me in the pool while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said, rise up, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man, and it happened on the Sabbath day. Now, he's going to perform another miracle. This is in, let's see, when he goes to the pool of Siloam. It's in John chapter 9. Well, I'll just read it right here. John chapter 9 And Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? We still hear that kind of stuff today. Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, verse 3 of John 9, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. That goes back to Genesis 15 with that covenant. Mm-hmm. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clay of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation the scent pool. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came up seeing. He had this man wash in that pool. Bethesda, he did not have the man wash. Mm-hmm. And I thought, Lord, why did you change it? And then it started coming to me why he didn't. Pool of Siloam, I've been there. It's the Gihon Spring from the Garden of Eden, mentioned in the Garden of Eden. It's living water. It's a flowing pool. The other one has to be troubled. And it's been dedicated to a pagan deity. Jesus is not going to give any credit to the devil for that water. He healed him with the word.
Praise God.
This man.
That's magnificent.
This man he healed by the water because he could wash in that pool.
And it's a purification pool.
It's a purification pool. This other one had been a purification pool and had been corrupted by iniquity. And so he's not going to compromise. He's going to heal the man there. That's not going to stop. But he's not going to use their methods to do it. Mm. Now, let me show you something that David, here's where he's fulfilling things in this. 2 Samuel chapter 5. And if you've got your Bible at home, you may want to put your eyes on this. 2 Samuel chapter 5. I'm going to begin with verse 6. Jesus is son of David. If you take, well, that's a covenant term. We've talked about that, you and I, before on here.
That's right.
David's name, Dalet, Vav, Dalet in Hebrew, Hebrew doesn't have numbers. And so you use letters for numbers. Aleph being the first letter is 1, Bet is 2, Gimel is 3, Dalet is 4. Matthew will say, Jesus is the 14th generation from David, 14. If you take the numbers of David's name, it adds to 14. You can't make that up. It's in the scripture. The Bible points to itself all the time in different references. Anyway, David is here, and listen to this in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same as the city of David. And David said on that day, listen to what David will say, whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated with David's soul, he shall be the chief and the captain. Wherefore, they say, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house. Who did Jesus, son of David, heal at the pools? A blind man and a lame man. And he's saying, I know what David said. This son of David is not going to operate like that. You let the blind and the lame come to me. That goes back to Isaiah, the blind see. So what David had refused, Jesus will accept and heal. He doesn't have this man get in and wash in that pool, but he will at the pool of Siloam because it's living water. It's once again pointing to Jesus. He's not compromising himself. He's still healing a man, but he's not compromising himself with the wickedness of that day. He's still accomplishing his mission. So the point is, we can still do what Jesus has called us to do in a world full of iniquity and not compromise.
Yes, praise God.
And not miss it. And so when he healed this man and had him wash in the living water pool, he healed the other man. He is reversing the curse that David spoke with his own mouth in the city of David about there won't be any blind or lame. Well, Jesus is like, you're right, there's not going to be. I'm going to heal him.
Yeah. Right.
But he heals both of these people. Can you see now why he went there? Because he has to correct what David said over this kingdom. and he goes and he heals a lame man at a pagan place. Didn't used to be a pagan place, but it's a pagan place now. And so that's what God's wanting to do even now. This is why people like Todd White can go into Walmart and heal people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Because we live in a different age. Jesus reversed this. Should be the easiest
thing. There is such an anointing on him to witness.
Yeah.
And Todd White was exactly opposite from the way he is now. He was 100% rebellious.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And he just went the other way with God. I watched a video of him in Israel, mm-hmm. and he walked up to two young soldiers.
Yes. Yeah.
And he witnessed to those soldiers. And he asked them, may I pray with you? They said, of course. And both of those young soldiers right there confessed Jesus as their Lord. And within a few minutes, one of them was stabbed to death by a terrorist.
My God.
I mean, that kind of timing in a powerful evangelist of God.
But you know, Brother Copeland, the Holy Spirit would desire that of all of the body of Christ.
Absolutely.
For that kind of timing.
Absolutely.
But we have to be about our Father's business.
So bold. Just so bold. That his wife wouldn't go to the grocery store with him anymore. Jackie wasn't going to go with him. His daughter would, but he wasn't going. She wouldn't go. He walked up in the grocery store to his checkout counter. May I borrow your microphone? Like, attention shoppers, you know, that microphone. It goes all over the store. He said, the Lord, as I'm paraphrasing, I don't know the exact words, but the Lord is ready to heal anybody that's deaf in the store today. If you'll come up to register four, where I'm going to be laying hands on deaf people. He asked for permission for the microphone. He didn't ask for permission to say that. And they lined up and they got healed. And the cashier thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, right. In Jerusalem, they do that. I've had Orthodox rabbis come up to me and say, can I pray for you? It's not an uncommon thing. That was a very natural thing for him to do there. And they will do the exact same thing. What's the name of your children? What's the name of your wife? What's the name of your family? Let me pray for them. Let me do a blessing on them. We've lost that.
Yes.
In the body of Christ. And I don't know how we lost it, but we lost it. I'll tell you something. Michelle and I, we were at Costco one day, and this young girl, I noticed the Star of David around her neck. This young girl, she says to me, I know you. And she's found us out several times. She goes to school at Todd White's school. She says, well, can I pray for you? I mean, they all carry that anointing on them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's imparted that to them. And I tell the students at Kenneth Copeland Bible College all the time. I tell them all the time, you carry the anointing of Kenneth Copeland.
Yes, that's true.
And this ministry on you. And you're going to be expected to go out. You will always be marked by it. That's who you are. And that's what I preach to them. I want them to expect that. I want them to have the same signs and prosperity that's been on your life.
Now, I was in Atlanta. This was back in the days when we had a Lockheed Jetstar. And the flight safety, the training facility was in Atlanta. And we'd gotten out of the simulator, and it was fairly late in the evening. So we left, the man that was training with me, I said, let's stop at the grocery store. I need to get some things before we go to the hotel. Sure, we pull in there. And it's probably 6:30, 7, maybe 8 o'clock, and it was during the wintertime. It's already well and dark. And we walked in there, and this young black kid, I'm just young, I mean, you know, I'm guessing 18, 19, or 20, something like that, just came around the corner and said, "Brother Copeland, what are you doing in here?" I said, I'm doing some flight training." "Hey, Brother Copeland's over here on aisle 9. Get around here." A whole batch of Creflo Dollars kids were in the store, and all of them in there together. And they said, "Brother Copeland, would you pray for us?" And they didn't care we were in the middle of that big grocery store or whatever, Walmart's, I think, or whatever it was. Well, they didn't care. And they're laying hands on one another. They carry Creflo Dollars anointing.
Absolutely.
He trained them.
And that's what we were doing. Jesus said, "Greater signs shall you do." We carry the dust of our rabbi.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And that's what we're supposed to, that's the way we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And listen, some of you, I just heard this. You've been carrying bitterness and all of the other things. And the minute you let go of that and repent of that transgression, you'll be healed.
Mm.
I just heard that.
Yes, sir.
You'll be healed. You've been asking God to do something that is incumbent upon you changing it.
Yeah, praise God.
Hallelujah. It's healing day.
A young girl that we watched last night, Gloria and I, in bed, we were watching Healing School. And this young girl, as Gloria preached a message, and Gloria always points out depression. She said in one message one time, she said, when you're depressed, you're just thinking about yourself. And she said, "Thinking about yourself all the time will depress anybody."
Yeah.
And everybody just lost it, you know. And so anyway, this young girl came up after and she just broke down. She said, "This morning I was healed of deep depression. I've been depressed." And she's just a young girl. But she said, "Hate in my heart." And she said, "I'm healed. I'm healed." Gloria just grabbed her and said, "Let's run." And they just ran all across the front of the building. And that was in August of 2000 in Southwest.
Praise
and
God.
This little old girl, now see, that little girl's 20 years old. No, she's 35, 40 years old now. But right there, she was completely delivered.
Amen.
Of depression. And she got healed of other things.
Right, because it affects other things.
Oh, it affects everything.
Everything in your body. Everything in your body. Your spirit, man, all of it affects you. And it's time for the Church of Jesus Christ. The whole planet is groaning, waiting for you to be made manifest.
Yes.
And that's what needs to happen.
Go ahead and minister to the people. Minister healing. Minister salvation.
If you've never accepted, it begins here. If you've never made a covenant arrangement with Jesus Christ, never accepted Him as your Lord and your Savior, it's the simplest thing in all the world. It's belief. It's confessing Him with your mouth and receiving Him. And it's as simple as, "Father, I come to You in Jesus' name and I confess that I'm a sinner and I ask You to forgive me of all my sins. And now I confess that You are my Lord. I receive You as such in Jesus' mighty name." Done.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the healing is the same way. You receive your healing exactly the same way. Father, I thank You right now that You're touching people all over the planet right now.
It's so easy.
In Jesus' name. Be made whole from your infirmity, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Oh, glory be.
Your knees, I see knees being healed right now, backs being healed. Depression, like you mentioned just a second ago, begin to praise and run and shout, and the depression's coming off of you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your victory day right now in Jesus' mighty name.
We're out of time. What a 2-week period.
It's been awesome, sir.
Come on, Jeremy, help us.
Thank you, Papa. Situations and circumstances in this world are just temporary, and they are subject to change. But God and His word of victory are forever settled in heaven and will always be true. So we know to take our position, to rejoice, because God made us overcomers through Christ.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real-life problems. follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Today is offering day on the broadcast, and I want to remind you what the Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever." You need to say that right now. Whatever. "For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." I know many of you have been tuning into this broadcast, not just today and not just this week. Many of you watching have been watching for months, even years, and you're partners with this ministry. And we want to say to our partners today how thankful we are for you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you, and they're praying for you every single day. And if you are a partner with this ministry, then you know that there are benefits to partnership. When you do what this verse says and you share or you respond to the one who taught you and brought you the word, you know, and I know it, that seed and that act of obedience opens up a door of access for God to go to work in our lives, our families, our finances. And we've had countless testimonies come from partners all over the world, things that our good God is doing in their lives. And if you're not yet a partner with this ministry, let me invite you to go before the Lord and find out if you've got a part to play in preaching this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Partners, listen, your faith, your financial support, all of it is going to help minister the word of faith to people all over the world. And you've heard Brother Copeland say this before, but the calling of this ministry is to preach and to teach faith. And that's exactly what he's been faithful to do for more than 50 years. And when you sow into this ministry, you are partnering with a ministry that specializes in using faith, specializes in teaching and preaching faith. So, Father, today we receive the giving of the people. We thank you for the partners that you've added to this ministry and the new partners that are coming in. We receive them. We receive their seed. But more importantly, Lord, you see the seed, you receive it, and you open up the windows of heaven above them and pour out a blessing so much, so rich, so strong that there's not even room enough to contain it. We call you blessed in Jesus' name. Partners, thank you for helping us put these meetings on and creating an atmosphere for people to come in, give their heart to Jesus, receive their healing, and get their lives set on the course that God has called them to live. This is a good thing, and you're a part of every day. Thanks so much. We love you, and we'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.